Okay, for those of you who know or don't know about guide dog reassessments, I thought I'd do this boo just to explain what happened this morning when Vanessa, one of the trainers from Guide Dogs, came out to see me and do a dog reassessment. It's the second stage of the assessment. The first stage is just a general form about your mobility, but the second stage is when they actually talk about dog-related issues, such as what type of dog, what colour, what traits you want and don't want, what you do in your life that you need the dog for, so they can get an idea of the lifestyle you lead. So there's a great big eight-page form that she had to fill out. She discussed the dogs I'd had before and asked what I liked about them and what I'd found difficult with them, and generally got an overview of what type of dog I need. And then the embarrassing bit, which is you have to go out and she holds one end of the harness and handle, and you have to hold on to the handle and follow. And it's to gauge your walking speed to see how well you follow and how good at correcting the dog you are. But it must look rather bizarre, you following this person around the street, giving it commands, especially in your home area. But never mind. So I had to do all that. And then that will all be put on the computer, and they'll start looking for a dog for me. But it can take anything, really, up to a year or more. It's when a dog is available. They're not robots, so they, for those of you who aren't familiar with guide dogs, obviously the dog is not a machine, so it can only be trained in a certain way, and a certain dog can only be suitable for a certain type of person. So that's what takes the time, why it can take so long. Until then, I'm keeping Andy as long as he wants to work and carrying on as best I can, although he is very slow. So, yeah, the assessment's been done, and it's a waiting game now. Bittersweet time, really. But we all go through it as guide dog owners. I just thought I'd do this and give you a little insight into what actually goes on during an assessment for a guide dog. It's a lot more complex than maybe non-guide dog owners realise. Okay. If you've got any questions, do give me a shout, and I'll be glad to answer them.